How much confidence should the Baltimore Ravens have in Tyler Huntley if he's needed long-term in 2022? We talk about that. Updates on Lamar Jackson, Patrick Queen, and more. Recapping the Ravens Week 13 win over the Denver Broncos and more coming up next here on Locked On Ravens.
You are Locked On Ravens, your daily Baltimore Ravens podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
And we return here with another episode of Locked On Ravens, your daily Baltimore Ravens podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Ostreicher of Ravens Wire. We are here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you so much for tuning in and making us your first listen of the day. We're free and available on all platforms, including over on YouTube. So be sure to hit that subscribe button, the like button on YouTube. Follow along in audio form, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. 5 days a week, Ravens content. So any updates, analysis, news, we have you covered here Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. The Ravens pulling out a 10-9 victory over the Denver Broncos in Week 13. A very ugly win, a messy win, but a win nonetheless. We have a ton to dive into today. It was a very busy Monday for the Ravens as a lot of news broke for the Ravens in terms of roster moves and updates injury-wise. The Ravens game got flexed to Saturday, so we'll talk about all of that. I do want to continue to talk about the Denver game in the first segment, so just what happened, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll do more of recapping in the first segment. But in the second segment, I do want to talk a bit about Tyler Huntley and how much confidence the Ravens should have in him if he's needed long-term in 2022, depending on the severity of that injury to Lamar Jackson. We did get more of an update on Jackson from John Harbaugh on Monday. Again, John Harbaugh calling Lamar Jackson week to week, with it being less likely he plays against Pittsburgh. So who knows how long that injury would be, whether it would be just 1 week, whether it would be multiple weeks. So I do want to talk about Tyler Huntley, and then we will dive into kind of the news, notes and quotes, roster moves, flexing, et cetera, et cetera. So tons to dive into. We're going to dive into it here today. Let's now first start off with that recap, continuing of that Denver game, the Ravens 10-9, a win where after kind of sitting and digesting and watching some film and highlights and whatnot, this was a game where it kind of is like a Ravens win, where John Harbaugh's like, oh, this is a Ravens win, the December football, et cetera, et cetera. But it's like you want to have more of a consistent offensive performance, especially when you're talking about a team that, yes, look, they had to have their backup quarterback come in cold off of the bench. And while it wasn't necessarily pretty, in fact, it was not pretty on the offensive side of the ball, the defining moments of that game came on that final 16-play 91-yard drive. Tyler Huntley led that team down the field. You had big plays on that drive by multiple people. My favorite one being that Kenyon Drake play where Drake adjusts and Huntley adjusts. So I liked that a lot. But I do continue to go back to the third down. And that was a story for both of these teams, not just the Ravens, but for the Broncos also. And I mean, it all ties back hand in hand with each other, where the Ravens go 3 of 13 on third down. Again, just that can't happen for an offense. And you know what else can't happen, as I talked about yesterday, is the fact that the Ravens now have not scored a first, second, or third quarter touchdown over the course of their last three games. In each of those three games, no first quarter touchdown, no second quarter touchdown, no third quarter touchdown. I mean, these slow starts. Next week, you got Pittsburgh, their defense. We know the stars that they have. So can you do that with maybe there is no Lamar Jackson in this game, as John Harbaugh did say, as we talked about. But I don't know. It feels like the Ravens just can do better than this on offense. I think a lot of it, though, the situational play calling in some of these circumstances was not great. I mean, we can talk about that James Prochet throw probably all week and just be like, what in the world was going on that play? The play call. And John Harbaugh talked about it yesterday, and he said, you know, this was a grinded out game, and that was more like trickeration. It probably wasn't the time for that play. And yeah, I mean, it wasn't the time for that play. Baltimore was driving on that possession, and they had really struggled to move the ball consistently and sustain those drives, as we talked about, as they weren't converting on third down. So you finally get it pretty deep into Denver territory, trying to build up some momentum, and then all of a sudden you have this little trickeration throw, and James Prochet just throws it into like seven Broncos at the quadruple coverage, triple coverage, and it's an easy interception. So, and it was to Kenyon Drake, who, you know, I know is made some nice plays for the Ravens this season, but the Prochet to Drake connection is not one that you could you could have told me they would have done at the beginning of the season. I would have been like, oh, okay. I would have been like, oh, okay. Like that works. I mean, it works if it works, right? But it was a disaster. It was an ultimate disaster. And it gave the Broncos back the ball. And luckily, the Denver offense just was so bad throughout the course of this game where they do not score a touchdown. They don't even get inside to the Ravens red zone to even try to put up points. Baltimore ends up, again, holding Broncos to 3 field goals, which is huge considering this was a 1-point win for them. And Brandon McManus attempts that long 60-plus yarder to win the game for the Broncos, and it falls short. And luckily for Baltimore, they were able to hold the Denver offense. Talk about the third downs. 2-of-12 for the Broncos on third down. Now, the Ravens had the advantage on fourth down. We talked about that yesterday. 3-of-3 on fourth down. Baltimore also ran 17 more plays than the Broncos, but also they only had 13 more total yards than the Broncos. So the Broncos averaged right about 1.1 yards per play more than the Ravens. The Broncos 5.2, the Ravens 4.1. So Denver was more efficient with their opportunities, but they weren't efficient getting into the red zone to score those points. Denver ended up having the same amount of drives as Baltimore. So it was, I think that was just the efficiency part of things where the Ravens, it also wasn't a big penalty game for either team. I was going to say the Ravens, but for both teams, not really a huge penalty game. We've seen that over the last couple of weeks. The Ravens only 3 penalties for 15 yards. The Broncos only 4 for 48. And the Ravens are the ones that actually had the 2 turnovers, the Tyler Huntley interception, and obviously that James Prochet interception. Again, we could talk about it forever. We really, really could. But I think Tyler Huntley did show some things throughout the course of this game. We'll get into some of those in the second segment as well. But for a player in Lamar Jackson, who I know we've talked about, has had a very interesting season, I would say, in terms of he has helped the Ravens win some games, but he has also lost them some games, especially that Giants one in week 6 where he made that ill-advised throw. So he's been looking to get back on track in terms of box score stats, right? And obviously, again, far beyond the box score stats. Not everything comes down to that. Don't get me wrong. First 3 weeks of the season, top tier MVP conversation, was putting up numbers and numbers and numbers. But some of it comes down to how much people value the box score stats. I mean, Tyler Huntley, he ended up only, what was it? He threw 6 incompletions in this game. No, 5. He threw 5 incompletions, 27-32. But he only threw for 187 yards. Now, I know the conversation would be a lot different if the Ravens had lost this game, right? The whole thing of winning cures everything. But my point that I made on yesterday's show is that for a lot of us, right? I mean, myself, I think the Ravens, look, they won the game, right? But it didn't really feel like a win-win. You know, it felt like this was a game where the Ravens could really come out and assert their dominance and kind of like maybe blow the doors off at Denver a little bit. And it was the exact opposite, where the Ravens, it comes down to the wire again on a slow offensive start. So if you're not going to do it against the Denver defense, who, to their credit, has been good this season. Don't get me wrong. Their pass defense has been elite. It's actually weird because their run defense has been kind of middling, and the Ravens' run offense could not really get anything going. But regardless, if you can't do it against Denver, who are you going to do it against? Well, the Ravens' defense showed up. A win is a win. There was a clip from like the Ravens Wired preview that they're – team put out where Mike McDonald and Marcus Peters are they're hyped up about the win. They're saying, Marcus Peters says, let's stack these things. And it's true, because for us, what we see as a lot of people sometimes is that, oh, this win wasn't good. It wasn't a good win, but a win is a win, and that can spark a team. You know, if the Ravens had lost this game, that's obviously a deflator. But what you have now is a team that was able to grind out a win, and they will go back in that locker room and they might say to themselves, and I think they probably did and have, is, hey, a win is a win in the NFL. We pulled this thing out. Let's go stacking as Pittsburgh. And it gives them confidence to be able to go do that. So hopefully that is the case. And then we'll see a better offensive performance finally for the first time in like a month against the Pittsburgh Steelers in week 14. But we will see. What does matter though is Baltimore moves the record 8-4. They stay atop the AFC North with a 10-9 win over the Broncos. Coming up in our second segment, though, we will be talking about Tyler Huntley and what has happened so far with Lamar Jackson, and if Tyler Huntley's needed long-term, how confident the Ravens should be with that in 2022. So be sure to stay tuned. Still a ton to dive into on Locked On Ravens. But first, this episode is sponsored by LinkedIn. And these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the right people for your team faster and for free. I've used LinkedIn for a ton of things in my life, and it is pretty easy to create a free job post on LinkedIn. You just add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile. To spread the word that you're hiring, you have simple tools you can use like screening questions to make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and who you'd like to hire. And it's really important to finish the year strong, and the right team member might help you be able to do that. Is why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one, delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free. LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We're back here, our second segment of Locked On Ravens. Kevin Allstriker is still here with you on this Tuesday edition episode, Taco Tuesday, as we dive into Tyler Huntley talk right now. And we'll kind of talk about Lamar Jackson throughout the rest of the show and his injury and everything. But as I did mention in the first segment, for the Ravens, John Harbaugh did provide an update on Jackson, and he did say that it's more of a week-to-week thing and that it's less likely that he plays against the Steelers here in week 14. So that would seemingly open the door for another Tyler Huntley game against Pittsburgh in week 14. And the Ravens have been down this road before, as last year, Jackson with the injured ankle, Huntley had to come in and had to fill in for Jackson. The Chicago game where Lamar Jackson missed it with an illness, he just could not play in the game. Tyler Huntley leads the Ravens to a victory there. Now, the question that I'm asking here is, how confident should the Ravens be if Tyler Huntley's needed long-term in 2022? I'm not saying Tyler Huntley's all of a sudden going to take over the starting job from Lamar Jackson, right? Lamar Jackson is the starting quarterback of the Ravens, and Lamar Jackson's a better player than Tyler Huntley, but you can respect, you can hype up, you can be excited about both Lamar Jackson and Tyler Huntley without tearing them both down. And I think we saw a lot of it last year. We're seeing it again this year, where someone praising Lamar Jackson is a slight at Tyler Huntley. Someone praising Tyler Huntley is a slight at Lamar Jackson. Sometimes people will make those agendas, and it's been happening. So, I think it's important to be able to respect both of those guys while not tearing the other one down and making it a competition and pitting them against each other. I think both are extremely talented. Obviously, Jackson is the better player, but don't sell Huntley short here. For me personally, so the answer to my question is, I think the Ravens should have a lot of confidence in Huntley. I think the experience, and Huntley talked about this, I can't remember when it was, but he said, the experience that he got starting in 2021 is going to help him for the rest of his career. And in moments like this, when Jackson isn't available to play or might not be available to play, Tyler Huntley is one of the best backups in the NFL, in my opinion. I think he deserves to be a starter in the league. I talked about that yesterday. He is the perfect backup player for Lamar Jackson and this offense. You don't have to flip around your offense and change everything about it. Huntley and Jackson can run the same offense, which I think is a huge bonus for the Ravens. And Huntley is a good player. I mean, we did see the interception that he had against the Broncos, but there's this element to him where I think the decision-making has gotten better, I will say. There were times last year where he did not make great decisions, but again, that's part of learning and getting experience as a starter at the NFL level. I think the decision-making has gotten better from Tyler Huntley. I'm not going to say it's perfect, but that element of it has gotten better. And I think he's already established a rapport with some of these receivers, with Mark Andrews and with Devin Duvernay and James Prochet and those guys. And we've seen him perform in the preseason. We saw him perform in the regular season last year. So this isn't like a brand new rookie backup undrafted guy stepping in for the first time. This is a seasoned undrafted guy, not that that even matters, but a seasoned guy who has had the experience as a starter a little bit so far throughout his NFL career. So I think the Ravens should be confident in Tyler Huntley. I'm not saying that, the results would be better than if Lamar Jackson was playing for them. And if he's able to play in Pittsburgh, that's awesome. Lamar Jackson's your guy. You roll with Lamar Jackson and that's that, right? But to be able to have a backup in Tyler Huntley, I think it's a blessing for the Ravens. I think it's a luxury for the Ravens, which is great. There was a lot of conversation in the offseason. Should the Ravens trade Tyler Huntley if there's interest? I know there were, like Seattle before Geno Smith exploded onto the scene, and credit to Geno Smith. But, Seattle was an option. I know that a lot of people were talking about Carolina was an option, and they just got rid of Baker Mayfield after he requested his release. So I think Baltimore's in a good spot there. We will kind of move into the transactions and news notes and quotes in the third segment, as we talked about, but the Ravens end up signing Brett Hundley to their practice squad. Hundley, a very familiar face for the Ravens. And again, we have Tyler Huntley and Brett Hundley. So Huntley and Hundley, not confusing at all, right? No, I know, but those are going to be players that are important as well. Anthony Brown on the practice squad too, but you have a lot of different elements to Huntley's game where he's able to make some of those big time throws. Also, he has a shifty element to him as well, where there's a clip, and I love posting the clip, but it was against Cleveland last year where he shakes like seven Browns defenders on a run, and he's like breaking ankles and just guys are slipping and sliding around trying to get to him. He has that special like Lamar Jackson effect to him where he is shifty with the football and is able to do a lot of good things with it. So I think Tyler Huntley is in a spot right now where he can capitalize if Lamar Jackson does have to miss time. And again, this question was for long-term in 2022, not long-term for the next 5 years. Hopefully Jackson is that guy for the next 5 years. And obviously if Huntley would want a starting job in that situation or be aiming for one, it wouldn't be in Baltimore. But for right now, what the Ravens have is a good situation where if Jackson does have to miss extended time like he did last season, the Ravens have an option in place in Tyler Huntley that now has the experience from last season. And I value that a lot. I really do. When you're talking about a player that came in last year, and again, the Chicago game was one that was really impressive to people, and it almost like not mirrored, but is similar in the fact that Huntley came off the bench cold, right? This wasn't a thing where Tyler Huntley knew going into this game against Denver that he was starting in it. He barely had time to even warm up. Like he really didn't. And that was the same thing against Chicago, where the decision on Lamar Jackson was made pretty late in that whole process, where, you know, he flew with the team to Chicago and, you know, was kind of like huddled up on the plane, according to, I think it was Marlon Humphrey who said that. And he was like, oh, that was when he realized Lamar might not play this week. And he didn't. Huntley throughout the week was like, oh, maybe not. It was a late thing that popped up. This game against Denver was in the game where he had to come up cold off the bench and, you know, had to work into the groove of things a little bit. He actually was, a 3rd and 13 when he came into the game, and he actually completed a, like an 11-yard pass to Devin Duvernay without even warming up. So those are the types of plays you look for. I think Huntley, I'm not saying the Ravens are going to, if Morris to miss the rest of the season, and again, I don't want to put the energy in the air, first of all, but if that is the case, which I don't, again, I'm not a doctor, but who knows what's happening with this injury. Week to week can mean a lot of different things. It can mean 1 week. It can mean 2 weeks. It can mean 4 weeks. It can mean season. So I don't know. But if he has to miss extended time, which could include the season, I think that while you might not win every game with Tyler Huntley, he gives you a chance to win the game, especially with the way the Ravens defense has been playing. You know, so he doesn't have to put up 300 yards passing and 5 passing touchdowns every game, and, you know, extra 100 yards on top of that rushing the ball and an extra touchdown. You can continue to kind of play your game, but you have to do it more efficiently. You have to have a more efficient offense. You have to score in the first three quarters. You have to convert on third down, the play call stuff, and get to the line. You have to be able to do that. I think against Denver, they did a good job of that, right? But they have to consistently do that for the remainder of the year. So I think the Ravens should have a lot of confidence in Tyler Huntley if Lamar Jackson has to miss extended time here in 2022. So we will see what ends up happening. But I think for the Ravens to have a backup quarterback like Tyler Huntley waiting in the wings to step in and perform for however long it is, I think that is a blessing for them. Definitely coming up in our final segment, we'll be diving into some general Ravens news notes and quotes, talking about transactions, flexing games for the Ravens. Their schedule looks a bit different now, and more, so be sure to stay tuned. Still a ton to dive into on the show. But first, this episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible's releasing a slate of new football podcasts that we're sure you're going to love. That's why you'll be able to find a sneak peek of Locked Forever available on Locked On NFL right now. And Locked Forever is a brand new podcast from former NFL All-Pro Ryan Khalil and Audible. Khalil takes the conversation about football to the next level. He gives the football fans an insider's look at the game through the eyes of the greatest players and personalities of all time. Khalil sits down with star players, coaches, and former pros across the league to get real about what happened on the field and behind the scenes. So inside the locker rooms, during team meetings, and even back at the hotel. Head over to the Locked On NFL for a sneak preview of Locked Forever or catch the full series available anywhere you get your podcasts. Available everywhere now. Audible, get in the game. We're back here, our final segment of Locked On Ravens on Tuesday. Kevin Ostreicher still here with you. And thank you again for making Locked On Ravens your first listen of the day here. Be sure to make your second listen, Locked On Sports Today, from the games that matter. The biggest stories in sports go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights. Only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcast. But let's talk Ravens news, notes, and quotes here. A lot of news dropped for the Ravens over the course of Monday. I did talk a bit about Brett Hundley. He's coming into the Ravens practice squad, but that was not the only move that the Ravens ended up making. They signed Brett Hundley to the practice squad. They also signed DeSean Jackson to their active roster. He was out of practice squad call-up, so they had to sign him to the practice or sign him to the active roster, or he wouldn't have been able to have that anymore. They released Devon Kennard from the practice squad. They waived Benjamin Victor from the active roster as well. So maybe we see Benjamin Victor back with the team. They obviously signed him to the active roster for the Denver game, so we will see there. But I think bigger news, well, maybe not, but other pieces of news is the fact that the Ravens now have a different looking schedule. The Ravens were supposed to play the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, December 18th. We got a 1 p.m. game, but the NFL flexed it. They actually flexed it to Saturday, December 17th, 4:30 p.m., and that's going to be on NFL Network locally. I believe it's going to be on WBAL. So it's interesting. It's definitely interesting. The Ravens now have a Saturday game, and it's one that a big divisional matchup. You have what could be Lamar Jackson versus Deshaun Watson. Maybe it's Tyler Huntley versus Deshaun Watson. Who knows what it's going to be, but the Ravens, I've talked about their divisional record a bit here. They are 2-0 this season. That is better than 1-5 is what they finished last year. So again, Baltimore gets that Saturday game, which I guess it is exciting. You know, it depends how you feel about it. Honestly, I know some people are happy, some people are not happy. So wherever you fall on that, I don't know, but that's another aspect of things. And then also you have the Ravens. They do some good work in the community over the week. They posted a lot of clips from them giving back at Target, you know, personal shopping assistance. You got DeShaun Jackson going out there, Kevon Seymour. So, you know, this Ravens team is huge in the community, which is great. But then you have updates for Lamar Jackson. We talked about that. John Harbaugh saying week to week, Patrick Queen, John Harbaugh classified as having a thigh bruise, which he said was really good news and is really good news. And the Ravens actually put an Oscar award in Patrick Queen's locker to kind of say, oh, you faking it. But he got hit really hard on that play. He was not faking the pain he was in. So I'm glad Patrick Queen is okay. You could see him leaving the stadium with a pretty noticeable limp after the contest. And there was also another bit of Ravens news coaching-wise. The Ravens apparently, reportedly, have already lost one of their assistant coaches in Ryan Osborne, who was working for Baltimore, came over from Michigan as one of Mike McDonald's guys, but he's a defensive assistant now for the Ravens, and he is expected to become the new defensive coordinator at Charlotte. So he was someone who worked, you know, has connections now with the new head coach of the 49ers, the Charlotte 49ers. So he apparently is going to move over to Charlotte and be their new defensive coordinator. Now, Baltimore's been that coaching factory for a long time now. And hey, you know, maybe for Greg Roman, apparently that, you know, that reported mutual interest between Roman and Stanford, which has been so out there for now. And I know a lot of people have been saying, oh, go take the job, Greg Roman, go take the job. So we'll see what happens with that. But it is interesting now. We'll see what the Ravens coaching staff looks like. It obviously fluctuates and is different for each season. It's not going to stay the exact same, but the Ravens, you know, it's always expected they might lose an assistant coach here and there, but starting early with Ryan Osborne, and it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. And now you have a team that it just has to stack and build momentum. There's a lot that goes into an NFL season. It's a long season. You got to grind through it. And now with the new 18 weeks, 17 games, there's an extra added element to it all. But the Ravens for now they've done their job for the most part, but there have been those glaring issues. There's those glaring needs that really do need to get fixed, and they still have time to fix them. We're not in the playoffs right now, and I think that's a really important point to where, you know, the Ravens' wins are important right now. You have to obviously get into the playoffs. Winning the division, I think, is really important for them, and it's going to come down to the wire. I really do think Week 18 could determine who wins the division, whether it be the Ravens or the Bengals. I'm not really counting on the Browns or the Steelers making a huge run right now, but can you take care of business in the division? Because not only is it big for divisional tiebreakers, but it's big for AFC conference tiebreakers too. The Ravens only have one game outside of their conference remaining. That's the Atlanta Falcons. And they don't even have any non-divisional conference opponents. They're done with those. It's division or Falcons. That is all it is right now. Four divisional games out of five for the Ravens. This is a really, really big stretch for them. And obviously having Lamar Jackson would be great. But again, depending on how much time he misses, it's going to have to be Tyler Huntley stepping up to the plate here. It's going to have to be some of these pass-catching weapons as well. Mark Andrews, Devin Duvernay, whether it be guys like James Prochet or DeMarcus Robinson or DeSean Jackson or whoever, they got to step up the run game. You know, Gus Edwards didn't have a great game against Denver, didn't really get a ton of opportunities. Kenyon Drake, he was the leading rusher for the Ravens in terms of running backs with – Huntley had 10 for 41 and a score, but – Drake was the one as the running back, 7 for 29. So both averaged 4.1 yards per carry. That run game, you know, averaging 3.7, they have to be a little better than that. But the keys here are hopefully the Ravens are going to get back guys. J.K. Dobbins, Marcus Williams, Ronnie Stanley. Hopefully David Ojabo and Charlie Cole are able to suit up soon here. So the reinforcements have been coming in full strength for a lot of the season here. Seen a couple of other guys go in and out, miss a game or two here with injury. We'll see what the injury report brings here today. I wouldn't anticipate Lamar Jackson or tomorrow, excuse me, but I wouldn't anticipate the Ravens having Lamar Jackson out at practice tomorrow. Who knows though? Maybe there's a miraculous thing and he ends up playing against Pittsburgh, which would be the ideal scenario. But at the same time, if you have to go with Tyler Huntley, I think that is okay. I think that is okay for the Ravens. Although I think that you have options. I think defensively though, it's key for them to be able to continue to stack, continue to dominate, continue to perform. The Jacksonville fourth quarter was not good. It was not good. Other than that, though, these last 3 weeks have been pretty good for them. I think they just let their foot up off the gas in that fourth quarter in Jacksonville. But overall, coming out of the bye, and even when you look at the New Orleans game before the bye, the second half of Tampa before the bye, this defense has been on, for the most part, a roll. And so while the offense has been struggling, the defense has been dragging in this offense to the finish line. And saying, you know what, if you're not going to do the job for now, we will do the job for you. But in return, you know, sometimes the defense isn't going to have a good game. And I think the Ravens offense then has to say, you know what, you carried us for so long. Let's return the favor and we'll carry you across that finish line. So it's a joint effort. It's a team effort. You do win as a team. You do lose as a team. That is a thing that happens. But sometimes one unit performs better than the other. Right now, we're seeing a string of pretty solid defense performances where the offense has been struggling to put together those consistent, consistent games that you really want to see. So we'll see. But I think Baltimore, for now, they are okay, but they do have to get better. A win is a win, but this wasn't necessarily a convincing, oh, yeah, the Ravens are winning the Super Bowl type win. I think they have to have one of those dominant performances like 30-3, 40-0, something like that, where they put a statement to a team and they say to the rest of the NFL, you know what, we see the Kansas Cities, we see the Buffaloes, but we're right there with them too. And so that's what I'm looking for from this Ravens team moving forward, at least on the offensive side of the ball, to build some of that momentum for the stretch run here. That's all I have for you here today, though, on Lockdown Ravens. Thank you so much for tuning in. When we get back here tomorrow, I'll be diving into more Ravens content, so be sure to stay tuned for that, and I'll see you right back here tomorrow.